Welcome back, guys. This is Kepa Fighting. I'm the co-host TYB.
And this is Goon.
So, it has been a while, so I kind of wanted to ask you a question about your work. What's your, like, new project or your new inspiration, whatever it is, right now?
I guess it is life.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, my album is turned in. You know, I'm currently, you know, filming a video and stuff.
Yep.
So, you know, the album is set in stone, and, you know, it was about love at that time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is all done, so, like, I don't really have, you know, that big of a contemplation about that album in my mind. Mm. But currently in my life, you know, I have been going through a lot of stuff.
Okay.
You know, I'm, you know, currently doing a part-time job, you know, at an English academy. And, you know, I gotta say, it is stressful.
Sometimes, yeah, it is.
Yeah, you know, at the same time, it is, you know, very happy to, you know, be working using English. But at times it gets stressful.
Yes.
And, you know, in this capitalist, you know, country, you know, money is everything. And
You need money, yeah.
You need money. And, you know, I have been stressed because of that. And that has been the motivation for me to make music, talk about some, you know, relatable stuff.
That makes sense, actually.
Yeah.
It's
for the youth.
For the youth, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everywhere. I think right now in my life, I was thinking, actually, I got sort of success for my work in the US. Thanks for all you guys. But like,
yeah.
But even with that, it's not like... It's not very sustainable. You know, you don't know what's going to happen in a 6 month or a year or anything.
Yeah,
you know?
So
my point, what I'm thinking right now is how to make this sustainable and like how can I repeat it? And like, and also to me, it feels like I need money always, right?
I see, yeah,
but
of course.
Having too much money or spending too much money as a habit is very dangerous, I feel like.
For sure.
So for me, it's like, should I do it for the morale? Should I do it for like the love of morale? Like I'm a good person, or I'm gonna do like a mastercraft, or should I do it for like a benefit, like money, or whatever, something to buy through money, or should I do it for freedom? And I guess it's very weird, and I know I'm not trying to be like a weirdo guru or anything. But I kind of keep thinking about how I want to be actually a free more. Yeah. But to be free, you need money, of course. Yeah, you need money.
I think that is like the, you know, dilemma of, you know, a creator in all worlds because, you know.
Yeah, you need money, but it's getting money. You kind of have to lose your freedom a little bit.
Yeah.
And also, if you gain too much money, you're not free. I don't think BTS is free. They're great artists. But I mean, Jungkook is a great artist, but with that kind of big pop artist success, his every second is probably designated for something.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, and he goes to BBC. And
because, you know, it is either you make money off of your work or you make money for your work.
Yeah. Ironic.
So, you know, it would be perfect to, you know, find the middle ground.
The
common ground.
Like a certain place where you have a freedom from money, but yet you don't, you know, sell your soul, I guess, or sell your time for sure. Yeah,
yeah, or you don't, you know, get bankrupt.
yep.
Bankrupt and you know, sustain a few, you know, sustainable money.
Yeah,
income.
I can see now, like, understand the CEO of your company. Is it Mamison or Medcon? It's Mamison, right?
It's Mamison.
I can see why he's like. Because I can see he's free, and he's, like, right now at that verge of freedom, I think.
I guess,
He's not too pop star, like, whoever, but he's not poor, of course.
Of course not. Yeah. Man, he's successful.
He's successful, but at the point where he's still free, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's still free, and that's, I think, very... I can see where, like, he was dreaming, and there are other guys like that, you know, all the time. There are someone who stops.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like that's maybe more successful guy than guy like Kanye West, who is like great master of music, but clearly not free from whatever.
Yeah.
From whatever, yeah. He's freaking rich, but...
But, yeah. But, you know, again, at the same time, the competitive side of me...
Yeah, wants to do it, right?
You know, yeah, makes me to, you know, want to become the top dog or...
Yeah, like a Drake of Korea or
Yeah,
something.
Or be the GOAT of Korean, you know, hip-hop music industry.
Yeah, I mean, like... It's always like there's always this side, you know, like there's and it's there's no one solution or easy answer.
Yeah.
And you can't even be like that when you can't choose to do that. Right?
Yeah. And that is basically why I idolize Benzino. Because, you know, he is, you know, practically the GOAT of Korean hip hop.
Yeah, he is.
But in, you know how he's living. I mean, we don't know how he's living, but, you know. He's very private.
Yep, yep.
He's living with his wife, and he's very free.
Yeah.
He does whatever he wants.
I can see, yeah.
Yeah, and that I think that is the kind of life I want to live in the future.
I can see what you're saying, yeah. That's very hard balance. It's just a set. It's hard to do it, but you just know how to do it. It's kind of like... It's like a heuristics, I think.
I mean, you can't just plan out to become this, you know, private pop star.
Yeah.
You're just, you know, adjusting to it, I guess.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. Yeah, actually, come to saying about it, we're going to talk about, like, a pop star of the pop star. Like,
yeah.
She's probably the most, probably the biggest pop star ever in Korea, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, in Korea. Domestically,
in Korea. Yeah, domestically.
She's the GOAT.
Yeah, she's like the biggest pop star ever, which is, but just like Taylor Swift few years ago, not now. Few years ago, she's not that popular outside of Korea.
I mean, she still was, but not as big as now.
Korea, yeah, not as big as Korea. Right?
Yeah,
No, you mean Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, she's probably like the biggest pop star right now.
She's like the president of the world. Like,
I can see what you're saying.
Like the world leader, I guess.
But for sure, unlike she was like a red Taylor Swift. You know?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
like,
for sure.
Everyone in America loves her, and she's the biggest country star ever in locally.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, outside the world, she's like, what? Only pop star I know is Rihanna and Beyonce. That was me, actually. Like,
yeah, I see.
Yeah. And I'm like, and I listen to her music, I'm like, it's too country. I prefer Avril Lavigne. It's old me, not now. Yeah, it was old me. I'm like, but now I love all her music, of course. But
yeah, her music is great. It reminds me of that one photo when Taylor Swift had a show in Korea.
Oh, yeah.
In like 2009 something.
Yep.
Like, she was in this, you know, Korean mall called Coex.
Biggest mall.
And she just looks like an exchange student.
Yes.
Because, you know, she is so humble. Like, she doesn't, like, you know, wear, like, fancy outfits. Like, you know, like, designer outfits and stuff. You know, she's very she looks very young. And nobody, you know, nobody cares about her. I mean, that is probably the status of her back in the days. Not now, though.
Yeah. But IU, she is that big. So, but we should... So, there are many sides of her that probably foreigners... have never listened to much, so I think it'll be fun for us to actually talk about her, actually.
Yeah.
So how did you, like, discover her? Like, did you remember when you first listened to her music or performance, whatever?
I mean, of course, the moment I really got to know about her was, you know, that the biggest breakout single
Good
of her.
Day?
Yeah, Good Day. You know, that, you know, that specific part where she, you know,
hit
the high notes, became super viral. Yeah, but before that, you know, her, you know, like, earlier singles like Ice Cream.
Boo, yeah.
Yeah, I knew those songs because, you know, the song Ice Cream was in a lot of Korean, you know, reality TV shows.
Yeah,
like Sponge.
Yep.
If you know the show.
Very old school song.
Yeah.
Old school show, yeah.
Yeah, so I did know her, but...
It was a good day that you got her.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, to me, it was a little bit before, because during 2006, there was World Cup, right?
Oh, yeah.
And in Korea, there was a thing of, like, doing a cheering at the street.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there at the express terminal, bus terminal, and there was, like, a huge concert, and IU was one in that concert, actually.
Oh, wow.
It was before Good Day. And I saw her. It was the first time I ever saw her. And, like, what was surprising to me was that all the like older guys were shouting like boo or like ice cream, you know, it's like it was like a girl group performance.
Oh wow.
Although she was like a solo artist, so I was very intrigued by her. I'm like, I don't know her, but
wasn't she like super young at the
she
time?
She was like 15 or something.
Oh wow, and that's crazy.
Like, I was like, who is she? She's so like literally young and also tiny, and
yeah,
she sings really well. Because it's hard to dance and sing.
No.
Yeah, and all the songs were like that. I was like, who is she? And
that's crazy.
Yeah, and I was like very intrigued by it. Yeah, that's probably the best way. And then
that was like before her breakout.
Yeah,
right?
It was even before 잔소리.
Oh man.
Yeah, 잔소리 is like song that was 2 a.m.'s 임수롱, and then she did it, and it was a super vital.
Yeah, it was really successful.
Duet song. And then Good Day comes and everyone knew her basically. But I was very surprised because like her first song is called like Lost Child, and that song is very sad and big R&B. It's almost like Whitney Houston, Lena Park type of huge R&B singing. But after that, she was trying to be more like a solo K-pop star, sort of. Yeah. And then Good Day was a hit, basically.
Yeah. After that, you know, the rest is history. But you know, You and Me.
Yeah, You and Me, and then the what is that song? The Pink Shoe.
Yeah.
That was
23.
Those were all like a big pop.
Yeah,
hit.
Let's Meet Friday. That was a
huge one. It was all the huge hit songs. And then after that, she kind of got into rock music a little bit. And then she did like a remake albums for all those like older bands singing. And then she still got hit from that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So then now like she became even more like a Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that was like the second phase of IU's music. Because starting from that era, her music became, I guess, even more mature.
Very folk-based.
Yeah, and very emotional at the same time. Yeah. Because, you know, she, you know, merely talked about the emotions. She only covered, like, light love, you know, falling in love. But she didn't really talk about falling out of love or missing somebody. You know, starting from that specific era, you know, everything has been deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
And you know, she was actually, you know, in her mid-20s, so it was actually really interesting.
And she teamed up with many big artists like G-Dragon.
Oh man, yes.
And like what is the song called,
Palette?
Palette. And then the song she worked with all the rock singers, and she did remakes.
Didn't she work with Kim Chang-won as well?
Kim Chang-won, yeah. And Oh Hyuk too.
Oh Hyuk.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, that song is crazy.
Yeah, so all those songs were all like very hyped. And every time she does, like sometimes she did rap, sometimes she did R&B. Like the song with Oh Hyuk was very R&B.
Yeah.
And then most times she...
Very minimal as well.
Yeah, and many times she even does folks, and it's still successful. When she was doing the folk songs and rock music, she did the cover of like High and Dry.
Oh,
that's very, you know, gloomy modern rock song.
Right.
And she just did it and very authentically. So that was very interesting. Like she was becoming like a mixture of every genre, basically.
Yeah. And I can see that she has a deep understanding of those areas of music because, you know, we know all the songs, but we don't really think of those songs as like a folk song or like a dance type of song.
We
just think of it as an IU song.
Yeah.
So I think she, you know, put all those ingredients into a melting pot.
Yeah.
And she just, you know, mix it up and make it a whole product of, you know, of her identity.
Yeah.
That is crazy. You know, after all these years.
Yeah. That's crazy, actually. And after when she passed 30, now she's on like even her third phase.
Yeah, she's on her like early 30s, right?
Yeah. And so now she's doing more pop and more black music based pop, basically. Like she did the work with Jay Park, Kanadara.
Oh yeah, that was good.
Yeah, and all the songs she's putting on right now is either K-pop or R&B or sometimes even rap.
Yeah.
Like pop rap, sort of. Yeah.
She rapped on the most recent record, right?
Yeah, a little bit. And it's very, like, it's basically like a solo version of K-pop music,
yeah,
basically.
I was really surprised because, you know, people call BB, the singer, as, like, the dark side of IU.
Yes.
Very similar, but very dark-sided.
Yeah, it's like opposite side of it.
Yeah, yeah, but I was very, it was really hilarious to see IU rapping.
Yeah.
Almost cloud rapping, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
IU was rapping in a very, you know, like, low-key voice.
Yeah.
And BB coming out with a folk song.
Yeah, Bamyanggang, yeah.
Bamyanggang, which is, you know, super successful, by the way.
Yeah, in Korea. It's, like, probably the biggest single ever this year, I think.
Yeah, and people are saying that, you know, the roles has reversed.
Yeah, it's like the dark side and light side is reversed.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that's very funny, actually. It's interesting, because, like, Bamyanggang is very, very IU-like song, but in a darker way.
Uh-huh.
And Loving Jol and all those singles from IU's recent album is very BB-like, but very bright version of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's BB wouldn't do it, like, that brightly.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like they're reversing their roles.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. And I don't know. Like, I think IU is trying to, like, go abroad right now.
Oh, really?
I think so, because, like, she's going to America and everything, Japan and everything.
Uh-huh.
And she once tried going to Japan, but did not have, like, a huge success yet.
Yeah, maybe the circumstances, you know, weren't that, you know, suitable for her to...
Yeah, it's similar to, actually, Taylor Swift before now. I mean, now she's a global star. But, like,
yeah,
it's more like the way she did and how the reason why she's popular is so culture-oriented. It's hard to get past that culture, maybe.
Yeah, and also, there has, like, been a lot of narratives, you know, revolving around Taylor Swift, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, her love life.
Yep, yep.
The
yep.
recent controversies with, you know, like, music and stuff.
Yeah.
Which kind of, you know, put the fans together and it overcame everything.
I can see what you're saying, yeah. But IU, same, but, like, it's not as big. And, like, with the global fans, she needs a different standard, I think.
Yeah, but, you know, I actually have a foreign friend. She's from America.
Mm-hmm.
She told me she never thought IU was a singer.
Oh.
And I was like,
she's an actress then?
Yeah, because, like, she is super successful with her acting career as well.
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, well, how do you know her then? And she told me, like, I knew her from that.
Naya, did she?
Yeah, My Mister.
Yeah.
And that was, like, a super successful show.
That's
as well.
Probably the biggest drama ever.
From Korea, right?
From Korea, yeah. I mean, not, of course, Squid Game is, like, another level, but except
yeah,
that,
but it's a Netflix show.
Yeah,
so
as a TV drama, probably her work is probably the biggest.
Yeah.
And there was a Broker.
Yeah.
Too. So, yeah, she's really successful as an actress, too.
So, which is, you know,
Hotel de Luna, yeah.
Yeah, which is crazy because, you know, she is the best of both worlds.
Probably. Yeah, she's probably the biggest. Like, she's like, I guess, Olivia Rodrigo, but top at the both level.
Yeah, you know, because, like, there has been a lot of actor-singer,
yeah, like
actress-singers.
Zendaya. Yeah,
yeah.
Like, Awkwafina is a rap name. Yeah,
I mean, Ariana Grande was also an actress,
yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
You know, she was a Disney actress, and she
I mean, same with Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, but they don't really, you know, get into the film business.
Yep, yep.
You know, after their, you know,
breaking through
the music industry, but,
oh.
But you know, like in Korea, like, you know, there's even fewer.
Yeah, not at all.
Like,
not much. Maybe.
Besides Im Siwon.
Im Siwon is not even a singer now, though.
Yeah, because, like, he basically turned into an actor.
Yeah, maybe Dio. Yeah.
Dio or YDG.
YDG, oh, yeah. Oh, he's...
We gotta talk about him someday.
YDG is, like, the GOAT of, like, both rap actors.
Yeah, he's
probably
a legendary actor.
And
he's also a legendary rapper. I mean, even though he doesn't have that much of an album.
Yeah, but all his music is very influential. So,
yeah.
Like, yeah. That's probably the similar, yeah.
So, IU, maybe, I think her music might work, you know, abroad.
It's more that she's, like, really has a great, great successful career as an actress, so maybe that will work.
Yeah, that you know, that drama was so successful that, I think she already has a concrete fan base.
I agree with you, actually. Like,
yeah.
Everyone knows it.
Yeah,
every
of course.
Korean drama fans know it. That makes sense. I mean, I'm not against her. We don't know what's gonna happen in the future.
I hope her work is successful.
Me too, actually.
In the States or in Europe or somewhere.
Or wherever, yeah. I think it'll. But it's gonna be very interesting to see like how like her works goes abroad.
Yeah.
And I'm curious about seeing it, and I think it's right because everyone now, Korea is like in a very dire situation economically. So I think everyone has to try to like go abroad. I think it's more sustainable, I think.
Yeah.
And IU does too, I think.
Mm-hmm. And what I was really mesmerized by was, you know, in IU's music video, mm-hmm. you know, not her music videos were great, but it was usually very minimal.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if it was filmed outside, it was very, you know, Korean.
Yeah.
But this time, Ian from DPR Collective, which is an artist but also a music video director,
mm-hmm.
he directed the music video for IU. And I don't know where it was filmed in, but it was probably in America or, you know, Hawaii.
Somewhere Western, yeah.
Or Guam, I don't know. Which was very American. And the music video was crazy, very magical, very DPR.
Yeah.
Very sci-fi, very fantasy type of music video. And I really see that IU is heading towards a more artistic path.
Mm-hmm.
As an artist, because, you know, she used to be like this biggest pop star for the past decade.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she wants to be like that, wants to have a more artistic taste into it. And I'm totally welcoming that.
I think it's also like we are at the point that it's not just the money problem. I mean, she's gonna get money, whatever she does. But like,
yeah.
But it's just that you, as an artist, you want to grow and, like, you know, get better at something and just excel it, and it slowly.
Yeah.
And to do for IU, it's impossible. She can't be bigger in Korea. Everyone knows her already.
Yeah.
For like a decade.
Yeah, her name itself is a powerhouse brand.
Yeah, it's kind of like Taylor Swift. Like, her name is synonym to pop star, actually.
Yeah, I think it is the equivalent to, you know, Son Heung-min, Jisung Park, Heung Min Son, Yana Kim,
that level, yeah.
Or Lee Jae Suk.
I agree with you, actually. So, yeah, it's that level, actually. So it's hard to get passed by. So only thing you need to do is actually going abroad.
Yeah.
I guess. So yeah, that I kind of, yeah, I'm cheering up and then like actually wanting to see what's happening, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So come to think about the foreign place, I kind of wanted to do the next week. Do the dynamic duo.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it's about time.
Yeah, it's about time, man. And actually, not that they are like one of the gold of the hip hop, but Korean hip hop, but also they are the ones who are getting actually a foreign concert right now.
Yeah, yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah, because of the smoke last mm-hmm. year mm-hmm. and with the smoke challenge and everything. And they are really exciting about it. So now they are getting going to concert like everywhere. And probably not as big as Korea, because in Korea they're like literally the biggest,
OGs.
Biggest rapper ever. Like everyone yeah. who is listening to hip hop knows them. But like,
who doesn't know Dynamic Duo?
Everyone. But right now they're going abroad, so it's time for us to actually talk about them. Actually,
yeah.
What they've done,
and their new album was crazy as well.
It was great too, actually. So
you know, yeah, kind of surprises me how, you know, just like IU, Dynamic Duo has been around for a while now.
Long time, yeah.
At least 2 decades.
Yep, yep. 20s, yeah.
Yeah, so, but you know, for a band, for a team that has been around for at least 2 decades, coming out with an amazing album like that, very consistent, I think, yeah, it is about time for us to talk about the OGs. It's, you know, time for us to pay the respects for the OGs.
Sounds great. Probably Gecko is still at the one of the top of the game.
Yeah, because you know, my, you know, all-time bucket list is to have a record with Gecko.
Oh.
You know, he's one of my favorite rappers of all time.
So it's sort of like, it would be like a half moon.
Oh yeah, kind
type
of
thing. Yeah,
yeah, I listen to Half Moon a lot. So I mean, even with there's this one artist called Junie.
Yeah,
he is probably Korean Canadian, Gekko featured on Junie's song called Invitation.
Mm.
You know, that is like my song recommendation for today. Yeah, that song is a really great song. So
that's great, man. And I'm going to recommend you guys, actually, Boo, actually. You guys probably,
yeah,
no one listened to it, but it was like a...
I never heard of it.
It was like her first music. It's almost like Japanese, like, cutie pop song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, you guys would not like it, maybe, but, like, you guys would be interested by it for sure. It's
yeah.
very interesting
she
song.
She was basically, like, 15 at the time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's, like, middle schooler, man.
Yeah.
So, she was everywhere. She did, you know, she's a star girl, which is, like, she was, like, a round girl for StarCraft match.
Wow,
you know
I never
she did all kind of weird stuff, man.
Oh my god.
She was so good at it, actually.
Just like Sakura from
yeah,
right?
exactly. But even
yeah.
more, actually. Because she was literally at the match, like a round girl.
Oh, that...
Yeah, she was like a reporter.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, she did everything, man.
Yeah, I will definitely go and check that out.
You'll see, yeah. Because, like, of course, you know, after IU became a legend, all
yeah.
the StarCraft fans were like, that's her!
Yeah, and you know, also she went. I went to the same middle school as her.
Oh,
she
really?
Is my like senior.
Way
so
way, like, yeah.
yeah, I gotta pay the respect.
Yeah, that's great. It's now
yeah.
another one of those, you know, like the school relationship, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah. So we'll actually, I think Dynamic Duo were from your neighbor too, actually.
Yeah,
neighbor.
They were both from around here, right?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe, yeah, check it out. Maybe they're your senior too. So,
oh man,
we'll look forward to like whether they're June senior or not.
Yeah.
Until then, we'll like see you guys next week then.
Yeah, see you guys next week.